I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
When you get a cancer diagnosis, your world stops, but not Fox Chase Cancer Center. When the science moves quickly, we move quicker, because cancer is all we do. From the molecular level to the human level, we stay focused on your unique cancer, not just following the science, but discovering new paths forward, giving you a head start on better outcomes. Learn more at foxchase.org/where you start, because where you start matters.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Cavaliers with a monster second half after sleepwalking through the first 24 minutes of the game, outscored the Knicks 71-45, which let Atkinson empty the bench with about 2 minutes to play. And the White and Gold's magic number to lock up the top spot in the Eastern Conference is 2. Daryl Ryder, Dan Menigan with you, and for Baskin and Phelps on a Thursday morning, early afternoon. And I think that what Kenny had to say there was interesting in the sense that leading by example, and there's actually a broader conversation to be had considering some of the things that came out of the owners' meetings in Palm Beach, Florida this week, in which ownership expressed that they would like Myles Garrett to take that next step and really become a leader. And, you know, I thought Donovan Mitchell also had some interesting things to say last night about how he has grown as a leader. He talked about how when he was in Utah and as a younger player, he thought it was just about scoring and stuffing box scores and putting up numbers. And then, you know, he gets to Cleveland and he's kind of keeping that same attitude, that same thought process. And, you know, Kenny Atkinson, comes in here. He and Mitchell have a little, you know, get together, a little sit down, meeting in the minds. And and Donovan realized, okay, I need to do more than just score. It's not just about scoring. And so he mentioned last night how he's okay with his numbers being down, and he doesn't feel like that's a bad thing because he's empowering his teammates. He's empowering Evan Mobley. He's empowering Darius Garland. Oh, by the way, Darius Garland has a pulse again. 8 of 15 from the field last night. 1 for 4 for 3.
Looked like Darius Garland.
Right. Not great. 1 for 4 for 3, but he shot the ball well. And as Kenny Atkinson put it, he's getting his groove back.
Right. It seemed like the mid-range game was working well for him. The floater game was coming around a little bit too. He was able to get past a couple guys and get in the openings and find those little pockets in the floor that he does oh so well to get that jumper up. It looked like Darius Garland.
Yeah. Cavaliers made 50 field goals last night, by the way. Only 12 of those were from three-point land. They shot 32% from three-point land, which is
horrendous in the first half.
Yeah, which is that's not Cavalier basketball, or at least the level of shooting that we're accustomed to seeing from them. But good enough to get it done against the Knicks. But you know, back to the leadership thing. I don't think you can force players to be leaders. Just because they are one of the highest paid players on your roster does not mean that they're a leader. Just because they might be the best player, the most talented player, the most freakish athlete on your roster does not mean that they're a leader. And this is something that I have argued for years and years and years when it comes to the Browns. They have typically had a void and vacuum when it comes to leadership. God bless Joe Thomas, Hall of Famer, one of the best to ever do it. Not a leader. Your leader on your in your locker room can't be the starting left tackle. That's just not how this works. They've never really had a quarterback worthy of being a leader. You just look at the catastrophe that was last season. You had Jameis Winston was given the pregame prep talks for games that Deshaun Watson was starting. And oh, by the way, we're going to go in on Deshaun Watson at some point this morning as well.
That was so bizarre.
I have some thoughts on that guy. But when it comes to leadership, you either have it or you don't. And it's okay. Like, I don't think Myles Garrett's a leader. And that's not me sitting here taking shots at Myles. That is just my perception. He's a quiet guy who is extremely intelligent. He has a myriad of off-the-field interests, which, by the way, I think are fantastic.
It's a wonderful thing.
I know it's healthy. I know some people want to make fun of him over the poetry and the dinosaurs and stuff like that. I think it's great.
It's healthy.
I love it. But he doesn't strike me as a guy who's a leader. Now, there are ways that he can lead without being the rah-rah leader. And that is by doing the little things. And that's why I wanted to play that Kenny Atkinson clip coming out of the break there, because, you know, Donovan Mitchell is doing the little things. It's not just about him blowing up the box scores and putting up big scoring numbers every night. Yeah, if you need him to go get you 30 and 40 points in a game, he can do that. They don't need him to do that, right? Now, the Browns need Myles Garrett to go get them sacks.
Yeah, to go get 18 sacks. Yes.
Different sports, different approach. I get that. But when it comes to leadership, you know, it comes in various forms. And it's not all about the going viral with the rah-rah pregame speech or the postgame speech or on the sidelines or in the huddle. Like, it's showing up on time, putting in the extra work. You know, you'll find guys, and I read something about Abdul Carter this week, and I take a lot of stuff this time of year with a grain of salt. As I like to say, we are in the read everything, but believe nothing sphere.
Mm-hmm.
I read something this week where an unnamed scout, and this is the stuff that annoys me. If you're going to rip a kid, have the stones to put your name on it. Put your name on
it.
Yep. Okay? So this unnamed scout supposedly said that Abdul Carter rests on his gifts, his athleticism and that. Not really a put-in-the-work kind of guy. And I just think that that's so grossly unfair to put something like that out there about a kid, especially going into the draft, where you could potentially impact where the guy goes. And yes, there's a lot of stuff that goes on this time of year where teams say things because they want players to intentionally fall down the board.
It's smoke screens. It's all of that stuff this time of year. Absolutely. And you trust who you trust.
Right. But, you know, so I take that with a grain of salt. And I would not expect that Abdul Carter would have to come in here and be a leader. In football, basketball is a little easier because you got five guys on the floor at the same time. Roster's 15 players, right? In football, you got 53 dudes. And actually, it's more than that. You include a 16-man practice squad, and you can probably throw in the injury reserve guys as well. So you're talking almost 70 players at any given time involved in the regular season.
Right.
In some respect. And in the NFL, your leader typically is your quarterback, which leads us down another path.
Start your new career with H&K Group Incorporated. H&K Group wants to offer you the opportunity to be part of the industry leader. 80 locations across Pennsylvania, New Jersey, and Delaware. Visit hkgroup.com and apply today. H&K Group does not discriminate. Experience more with H&K.
At T-Mobile, we'll give you four free 5G phones and four lines for only $25 per line per month with eligible trade-ins. And no, it's not a contest. It's every day for a limited time. Everyone's a winner on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay. Up to $830 off each phone via 24 monthly bill credits plus taxes, fees, and $10 device connection charge. For well-qualified customers, contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the risk takers, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the boldest voices in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about breaking barriers, defying expectations, and rewriting the rules. No limits, no apologies, just real talk. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
And the Browns just have never been able to find that guy. We know because that's all we talk about, right? And I had said there's no veteran quarterback out there that's going to elevate you. Even Kirk Cousins. If the Browns trade for Kirk Cousins, to me, you know what that is, Dan? That's, I at least have something to sell for it. Hey, look at us. We traded for a guy that has a proven track record. See, we're not tanking the upcoming season. We're going to try and win. But I think the results are going to be the same on the field. Okay, maybe he wins you one or two more games than right. You will with Kenny Pickett or the rookie quarterback.
You go from 4.5 to 6.5. And yeah. In the grand scheme of things, what's the difference between 4.5 and 6.5 besides dropping 10, you know, 7 picks in next year's draft?
And is it really worth the financial commitment and then whatever draft pick or picks you have to give the Atlanta Falcons for Kirk Cousins? No? I'm guessing your silence is a no.
My silence in that is like, okay, fine. I guess it gets you hyped up. I guess it'll get people to maybe buy some tickets, have some hope, because they've seen hope in the past when it comes to Kevin Stefanski and Kirk Cousins. You could talk yourself into 2 years off the Achilles. Like, I could see where you could sell that decently enough that you'd get people going, okay, let's go. We can maybe squeak into the playoffs and start this thing back heading up again. And maybe squeak 2 to 3 years out of Kirk Cousins and see where this goes.
And maybe Kirk Cousins can come in and kind of be your leader this year. I would probably say that's potentially your biggest benefit. But similar to Jameis Winston last year, if your vocal leader is costing you games, is anybody following that guy?
Right. As much as he may be a wonderful person and all these other things that came with Jameis, it's like, yeah, but you can't throw to the right team often enough for everybody's liking. And Cousins is an interception machine. I mean, that's the thing with it, is he's at least has that level of accuracy that you feel strongly enough to send him out there and run a Kevin Stefanski offense without him turning the ball over all over the place.
So when I think about what Donovan Mitchell has done with the Cavaliers, and I compare and contrast that with the situation that the Browns find themselves in, it's very easy for me to see why the Cavaliers are where they are at, which is on the cusp of locking down the best record in the conference and securing home field advantage throughout the Eastern Conference playoffs. And then I look at the Browns, who have the number 2 pick in the NFL draft. They're coming off a 3-win season that felt worse than 0-16. It's plain as day to me why the Browns are where they're at. They have to find leadership. They have to stop forcing it upon people. They made Deshaun Watson a captain this past season. What did that guy ever do to be a captain? How can you, with any semblance of credibility within your locker room, be like, yeah, okay, introducing our team captains, we got Joel Batonio. Okay, I get Joel Batonio.
Yeah, makes total sense.
Guy plays hurt. He's pretty much a perennial pro bowler. He's been all pro. If it wasn't so hard to get into the Hall of Fame as an interior lineman, I probably can make the case that Joel Bitonio is a future Hall of Famer.
Right.
Okay. Myles Garrett, okay, he's your best defensive player. I can see it. But Deshaun Watson, team captain? Really? Really? That is what you're doing? The guy who is so clueless and oblivious, and I'll use the S word, stupid, that he's posting pictures of himself laying on a massage table with captions, "Maybe if I weren't built for this, I'd let it faze me," which was in response to what Jimmy Haslam had to say earlier this week about the old swing and a miss. We tried the quarterback and missed. Gave him a lot of money and missed. Gave up a lot of draft picks and missed. Yeah, that's not leadership. I don't care how many workout hype videos he posts with a boot on his foot of basically the same workout, and he spreads it out over a month so it looks like he's doing this on a regular basis, which he's not. Yeah, not leadership. 216-474-0092. Daryl and Dan, we're in for Baskin and Phelps. With you till 2 here on The Fan.